Episode 29, Issue Responses 4732 through 4928. Response 4732. Kneeling when receiving the Eucharist. Response 4733. Restoration of the Mass of all time. The traditional Latin Mass. Response 4734. I think that the whole taking away of the mystery of faith from its proper place to make it a lead-in to antiphons that say, until he comes again, when he just came upon the altar. Response 4735. The lack of unity. Caused by losing our common language Latin. Response 4736. The man pretending to be the Pope endorsing LGBTQ issues, enduring products that use fetal tissue, and defrocking clergy who follow biblical principles. Response 4737. Lack of preaching/catechesis on real presence. Controversy over lay Eucharistic ministers, allowed or not, e.g., homebound. Loss of traditions, Latin Mass, traditional holy days of obligation, many moved for convenience. Our faith isn't about convenience, traditional fasts, penance for our sins and the sins of the world. Reverence of each of us for the holy and immortal soul we possess/borrow from God. Response 4738. The removal of communion rails and that the normal way to receive communion is kneeling and on the tongue, not standing and grabbing our blessed Lord. Response 4739. Improper education of children on reverence for Holy Eucharist in second grade and older, need to teach them, communion on tongue kneeling, time for thanksgiving after receiving. They receive in hand and go back to seat and just look around. The time after Holy Communion has been so shortened and interrupted with music, there is no silent time to talk with Jesus and listen to him in one's heart. 2. Priests who refuse to have kneelers for us to receive Holy Communion. 3. Sign of peace disrupts the sacredness of Holy Eucharist. We start focusing on our neighbor instead of Jesus. 4. Homilies where priests try to bring kids up into sanctuary to use them as examples. 5. Going to back of church to receive Holy Communion. 6. Song during communion should be by choir only so we can focus on Jesus. Everyone thinks it's right to sing, which totally takes them away from personally relating to Jesus. That is key, along with sign of peace should be eliminated, and in the opening prayers on repentance, add about forgiving our neighbor. Response 4740. Masons in the church hierarchy. Response 4741. Failure of Catholics to attend Mass each and every week. Catholics must be reminded it a mortal sin to miss Mass without a good cause. Response 4742. Frequent cancellation of Holy Mass and confession. Schedules that don't allow working people to regularly attend. Lack of apology for COVID cancellation and cancellation of faithful priests and bishops. Papal misdirection on all the above. Response 4743. The RCIA and the preparation of young children for their first Holy Communion has been very, very poor. The adults have to search for their own answers, and the children are not well taught in all the aspects of the Eucharist. Very disappointing. Response 4744. Lack of leadership by the clergy and lack of reverence they allow in the Catholic churches. Response 4745. Removing the tabernacles to the rear of the worship space. Response 4746. Women no longer encouraged to veil at Mass. Immodest and casual attire allowed in churches. It was mentioned in one of the questions, but there needs to be explicit catechesis regarding the truth of the Eucharist during homilies. Response 4747. The irreverent or lazy body language of some priests during the consecration, specifically the elevation, can negatively affect the perception of what is occurring in the minds of the laity. Also, what may have an ill effect is the priest himself not distributing communion but leaving it to the Eucharistic ministers to distribute to the congregation. This behavior may lessen the sacredness of the Holy Eucharist in the eyes of the laity. Lastly, possibly one of the biggest issues is receiving the Sacred Host on the hand. Response 4748. I have worked within the Church for 35 years. I have the proper understanding of both the collaboration and co-responsible nature of laity and clergy. I do not seek to be clericalized, I value the importance of clergy. With that said, the clergy, and admittedly some lay ecclesial ministers, are anything but disciples, anything but authentic witness to a life of virtue and devotion. Seminaries have to find the balance in teaching/forming corresponsibility, Benedict XVI terminology, of the clergy and laity in the mission of the Church. In my years of ministering in the Church, I have gone from witnessing clergy giving away their ministry and their authority. Now the younger priests are trained, think they need to be the expert in everything, feeling they need to do everything, often making decisions with little to no consultation. No wonder we have so many burned-out priests. Many priests are not seen as praying people. When do folk see the priest sitting in adoration, or taking 10 minutes before Mass, reflecting? Priests need to find a balance, and also witness to unity among themselves. Bishops have to foster priests to a real brotherhood, supporting one another, even living together with a life that has a small amount of community. I realize that diocesan priests are not religious priests, however there should be a weekly opportunity to pray together, socialize together, commiserate together, seek counsel on matters of pastoring. Until these things get fixed, the priesthood will be difficult and laity will struggle in falling in love with the liturgy, growing in spiritual life, etc. And the laity needs to be witnesses to our priests as well. Clergy need to be witness of the spiritual life. Homilies have to be thought-provoking, connecting spiritual life, authentically Catholic, to daily life. Response 4749. Heretics, communism, socialism, modernism, progressivism, etc. Response 4750. Not offering a holy blood with the Eucharist. Response 4751. There is a need for silence. No Red Sox comments when waiting for Mass to begin. No Red Sox Nation comments from the priest. A need for holy when you can talk to Jesus. Response 4752. We must kneel to receive Jesus. Response 4753. Weak, passive, and effeminate clergy. Response 4754. As the Byzantines say, telling the mystery to your, God's, enemies. I feel that the mystery of the Eucharist is too casually talked of with non-believers, which leads to larger discrediting of the mystery from outside the Church. Response 4755. The Pope and the leadership in the Vatican City who are scandalizing the Catholic Church with their actions and policies targeting tradition and traditional Catholics. Response 4756. The general lack of ongoing faith education among Catholics. The presumption of our priests that Catholics know the faith, even Catholics attending Mass. Response 4757. Negativity from priests, bishops, cardinals, and the Pope towards the faithful Catholics that love the Tridentine's Mass. Response 4758. Modesty in dress of all the faithful. Response 4759. Practical suppression of the TLM. Response 4760. Promotion of the NO Mass over the Latin Mass, trying to restrict the Latin Mass, condemning those who support tradition. Response 4761. Use of the traditional form of the Mass. Response 4762. Do away with the sign of peace. People must receive on the tongue, kneeling if able at the altar rails. Response 4763. Priests, where we've lived at least, don't talk about real issues and true Catholic teaching. Their homilies are often just, Jesus loves you, caliber, rather than Fulton Sheen caliber. They don't inspire greatness or even teach. They're pandering. The Latin mass es seem to have less of this, and it's attractive. They also are treating the Eucharist with the adoring attitude he deserves. We regularly attend the Novus Ordo, and have heard many priests attacking the Latin mass with ridiculous arguments. It's so sad. If I didn't know Jesus was in the Eucharist, I'd be shopping elsewhere too. Response 4764. Teaching from early childhood how much our Lord loves them and will protect them throughout their life, the belief that being with loved ones after death is the reward for being good Christians during their lifetime. Response 4765. The failure to preach the real presence in homilies and in Catholic schools. Lack of events such as benediction and adoration after Mass, as well as art, statues, icons, sacred music. Larger subsidies to reduce tuition to make Catholic schools affordable. Response 4766. The way people come dresses to Mass. Children are not taught because their mothers are coming in with altar tops and yoga pants. Response 4767. Allowing pagan rites within church and trying to make other religions important without stressing saving through Jesus. Response 4768. Casual/immodest attire at Mass. People are told all are welcome. Come as you are, and so dress as though they are heading to the store, not presenting themselves before God. Flip-flops, bare legs/shoulders, shorts, jeans, sweatshirts, tight clothes are the norm at most churches. Response 4769. Speaking about the lack of following Catholic teaching by politicians and what they stand for. Response 4770. Extremely poor catechesis in general and a dumbing down of the truths of the faith to make it comfortable to society. In many cases, religious instruction is done by individuals who, although they are a well-meaning volunteer, are not qualified to teach the faith. Also, lack of faith instruction in the home and the family. The faith needs to be first taught here and reinforced and expanded in the liturgy and in religious instruction. Response 4771. The new phony Masonic Protestant Mass. Response 4772. Fewer children in Catholic parochial schools, taught by sisters and educated in the faith from their earliest years. Response 4773. Receiving the Eucharist in the hand. Allows for sacrilege as particles of the Eucharist fall to the ground and we all step on Jesus daily. Almost no one checks their hands for particles after receiving in the hand. Response 4774. The reverence in the Novus Ordo has been greatly diminished and I have witnessed liturgical abuses and casual treatment of the Eucharist by both priests and the laity. Protestant thought has deeply affected Catholic belief. Response 4775. Understanding of not receiving the Eucharist unworthily and that missing Mass is a mortal sin. Response 4776. No more music singing during communion, it distracts from spending time with Jesus. Receiving communion on the tongue is a health issue as saliva from one person could be transmitted to another. Response 4777. RE, religious education, CCD, whatever is not enough education for our non-Catholic school children. Response 4778. Not being able to receive the precious blood of our Lord at Mass. You need to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Two separate actions. Response 4779. Failure to educate the lay on scripture that supports Jesus as being the true presence and lack of awe when receiving him. People are too casual when reviving the creator of the universe. Response 4780. Laity wearing casual clothing in church. The feminization of the mass and church that drive men, the faith leaders of the family from the church. Response 4781. Leadership in the Church, particularly with the current Pope Bergoglio, has failed the faithful. Response 4782. The Novus Ordo Mass is a major problem. The Tridentine Mass emphasized the perpetual sacrifice of the cross and was completely God-centered and transcendent. The Novus Ordo Mass is so people-oriented, lacks sacredness, and suggests that the Last Supper is being celebrated, just like a Protestant celebration, no real presence. Response 4783. I remember being in awe as I received my first communion on my knees and on my tongue, knowing that I was truly receiving Christ. I have noticed those young children now just walking up to receive our Lord, throwing up a hand and chewing at it on the way back to the pews without folding their hands in prayer and seeming very unaware of what they have just so casually received. There is a great lack of training on what the Eucharist is at the very earliest levels and how to receive Christ in the Eucharist respectfully and with adoration. The adults are not any better, and parents watching their children make no move to correct them. It is painful to see the lack of awareness and love for Christ. Parish priests really need to catechize their congregations after the Sunday sermons as to who they will be receiving and how to receive Him in the Eucharist when they come up to the altar after the consecration that very day. This needs to be repeated until the people in the congregation understand and receive our Lord respectfully. Too many Catholics have not been trained and do not realize how important this gift is. Most will not be attending parish courses on the Eucharist and won't bother to read instructions. It has to be done while you have their attention after the sermon is completed, but before the Creed and the intercessions. Response 4784. We need to go back to communion on the tongue. Quiet when stepping into the church, no more happy clappy stuff. Response 4785. Lack of use of patens at the Mass. Lack of opportunity to use altar rails/kneelers that still exist in parishes. Lack of accessible hours for confessions and adoration for children in school and working adults. Response 4786. Spineless USP to unite against funding abortion and sodomites agendas. More evil than good. Response 4787. Catechesis regarding the origins of the doctrine of the real presence, i.e. biblical and Jewish roots of the Eucharist and the Mass as sacrifice. Response 4788. The attire at Holy Mass. I can remember when women always had their head covered and dressed in Sunday best. Response 4789. People don't show reverence for the presence of the Eucharist. Hey, don't genuflect before entering the pew. Response 4790. Respect for the Word of God, by throwing the outdated church missals in trash instead of burning them. Using lowercase letters for Him when meaning God. Just plain disrespect for who God is. The way people dress. Response 4791. Receiving the Eucharist in the hands is a serious problem and deeply undermines the need for reverence and humility. Having numerous people in the altar, extraordinary ministers, female altar servers, sometimes several sacristans, is unnecessary and distracting. No one but the priest and the altar servers should be on the altar during Mass. Response 4792. 1. The Church's deliberate actions to make the Church more worldly, modern music, come dressed as you would to a baseball game or other form of entertainment, the Mass as a social gathering resembling a neighborhood barbecue, resulting in the Church/Mass being of the world instead of separate, i.e., holy, from the world. 2. Church's complete rejection of teaching on or discussing difficult subjects under the belief that people's feelings might be hurt, perhaps they should be. 3. Church's near complete rejection of the spiritual. The vast majority of Catholics today have no understanding of angelic choirs, no understanding that they have a guardian angel or that their guardian angel is their guardian angel. Catholics today mostly reject the supernatural as hocus-pocus and superstition. 4. Lack of awareness of the power of the saints, lack of awareness that most people likely will end up in hell. 5. acceptance by the church that we are supposed to be good versus being called to be holy. Good often means, I haven't killed anyone, except for the 3 abortions I've had. Response 4793. The influence of secularism on laypersons' church-taught beliefs. This has happened gradually over the years and through generations of Catholic Christians. I see tremendous reverence for the Eucharist in my area among clergy and laypersons, but the faithful need to be encouraged to keep growing in faith. Response 4794. Confession is not always readily available or emphasized as necessary. So many haven't been in years, if not decades. I believe most people receive communion out of habit and do not know or care about the sin they are committing. Restriction of Latin Mass ES by bishops also is limiting exposure of reverence for the real presence to Catholics and potential converts alike. Response 4795. The Novice Ordo Mass is teaching a different theology that undermines the Catholic faith handed down to us by the Apostles. Response 4796. To have women laity involved at all at Holy Mass. Response 4797. Pope Francis is the Joe Biden of the Catholic world. He is a confused leftist who lives in constant confusion about his own beliefs. He promotes faggots while complaining about faggotry, he criticizes and rages about man's efforts to control the earth while he ignores the Bible, Genesis 1 verse 26-28, that says man should subdue the earth and all living things. Moreover, this usurper of Peter's chair follows all of the insane, leftist, Marxist, claptrap of the climate hoax, 1.5 degrees Celsius in 100 years, hell, they can't predict the weather a few days in advance. It is nonsense. And, amazingly, he is prosecuting Archbishop Vigano like Joe Biden is prosecuting President Trump. You can't make this up. All the while endorsing extremely damaging illegal alien invasions, which are against the law, and using church members' donations to pay for a range of support services for these illegals while caring little for citizens and those impacted, including the possible formation of terrorist cells. Clearly, Bergoglio is a perverse product of the Sankt Gallen Mafia and the progressive radicals who are trying to Protestantize the Catholic Church. His efforts to implement the perversion of Vatican II have, most likely, invalidated the liturgy, resulting in ineffective sacraments and endangered souls. In the meantime, we have cowards, Marxists, Freemasons, progressives, and homosexuals in the magisterium who support this nitwit and his efforts to damage the Church. Notably, under the aegis of synodality, these efforts are hidden under a blanket of giddy rhetoric designed to fool the ignorant mass, ES, just like CNN does with current politics, by lying with abandon. We need to support Archbishop Vigano and reinstating the traditional liturgy. We have had enough of the perversions implemented by Vatican II. The Church is in a severe crisis where traditional Catholics are relegated to the obscure periphery of the Church. It is wrong and it must stop. Response 4798. I am told by grown children, the Catholic priests are boring. They repeat the same stories, homilies, over and over. We haven't learned the history of the Bible. If there is one God, why do we have a pope? The Church speaks of miracles, but where is the proof? Why do we see the excesses of the priests, trips, vacations, golf outings, dinners, etc., yet we are told to sacrifice, fast and give to the poor? And mostly, why is the Catholic Pope such a hypocrite by accepting those who disregard the commandments, sacraments, and church teachings without publicly stating this is wrong before they tell us to pray for these people? Response 4799. Lack of incense. That the Mass should awaken all of our senses. Response 4800. 3 issues. 1 is that the proper way to receive communion in the hand was taught initially but has become sloppy with many, e.g. people using one hand while holding an infant. 2, people not receiving communion but in line for their participation trophy blessing negates going in line to receive Holy Communion. 3, Communion by intinction is rarely used but should be the primary way so that people receive the host and precious blood on the tongue, which would avoid the sloppiness of communion in the hand. Response 4801. Priests don't teach Eucharistic doctrine from the pulpit often enough. Response 4802. Complete lack of clergy preaching the truths of the Catholic faith. They don't talk about the final four, death, judgment, hell and heaven, or warn the faithful of how dire the consequences of their sins will be without repentance. The necessity, requirement, of confession and Sunday Mass attendance are not mentioned. Response 4803. The obvious heresy and apostasy of the antipopes John, Paul, John Paul's, and especially Bergoglio. Response 4804. The work of St. Thomas Aquinas and Council of Trent on the Thomas and Holy Eucharist is rarely, if ever, mentioned anymore. Response 4805. Receiving God in one's hands. Response 4806. Clothing. People do not dress in their Sunday best for the Sunday Mass. Some dress immodestly. Response 4807. News, social media, secular lifestyle, politics. Response 4808. The use of bells during consecration. Response 4809. Preach more about the tough topics such as abortion and other social issues. Response 4810. 1. The Church's emphasis on unconditional acceptance with no mention of repentance, penance, and a promise to amend one's life. 2. The Church's overemphasis on God's mercy with no mention of God's justice, e.g., tacit endorsement of birth control and failure to admonish fornication. 3. The Church's acceptance of immodest and casual attire while attending Mass, i.e., disrespectful to God, the priests, and the congregants. Response 4811. Lack of emphasis on going to confession. Lack of emphasis on the reality of mortal sin. A lack of reverence during the Mass and the generally casual manner of people's body language when receiving communion and/or being in the presence of the Eucharist. Turning Mass into a social activity and making parish announcements at the end of a Mass before the recessional. Response 4812. Lack of knowledge of what occurs during the consecration or on how to participate during the consecration. For example, not understanding why the holy water is mixed with the blood, or what laity should be praying during the offering. Understanding the reason/meanings behind the action/prayers of the priest and prayerfully participating in the pews, as laity, not with the priest, has strengthened my faith in the Eucharist. It is very hard not to feel loved when you learn how intentional and inclusive the Mass is for the laity. The separation of the role of the priest and the role of the laity amplify the offering and the consecration. I am speaking of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 4813. Vatican II. Response 4814. Emphasis on regular confession and indulgences. Response 4815. People need to be reminded that they are at Mass, in the presence of the living God in the Eucharist, to worship and adore Him, and they are not there to be entertained. The attempt of Vatican II to shift Mass from true worship of God to a Protestantized version that is about being entertained and engaged, and has become more about the congregation and social dynamics than true worship, it is far too easy to forget about Jesus tucked away in the tabernacle with the priests back to Him. Response 4816. The limitation of Latin Mass ES in every diocese, and the overall distance that it takes to get to one that is relatively close enough to attend. Response 4817. Clergy not speaking out against immodest and inappropriate attire worn at Mass. Loss of women veiling at Mass. Response 4818. Instead of calling it the sacrifice of the Mass, too often referred to the meal or banquet or as we gather around the table. That's all hogwash. Response 4819. Lack of living the gospel and being Christ to others by Catholics. Response 4820. Lack of a dress code, only appropriate attire should be worn in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Hoodies, flip-flops, women wearing jeans or skirts at the knee or higher, men wearing too tight of pants, etc. The traditional Latin Mass, not just the saying of the Mass in Latin, is a fundamental that is being pushed out of the Church. It is how the ancient Church worshipped, and we have lost touch with it. The silence, the reverence, kids being kept quiet astutely by their parents because they teach the children how important it is to be silent in front of our Savior, Jesus Christ, fully present in the Eucharist. Women and young girls wearing veils, modesty, respect, and most importantly, being set apart from the world, to look like Christ, not like the world. Response 4821. The real presence of Christ, body and blood, soul and divinity, in the Eucharist, is hardly spoken of, with liturgical and devotional practices ignoring if not tacitly denying it. It is the real presence that is scripturally attested, Matthew 26 verses 26-28, John 6 verses 26-69, and dogmatically essential. Transubstantiation is a justifiably favored theological speculation for how God accomplishes this, but his means are beyond our understanding, and debating transubstantiation distracts from the central doctrinal point. Response 4822. Overemphasis of Protestant ways of worship delegitimizes the primacy and superiority of the Catholic Church. People truly believe that the adoption of charismatic worship and healing by lay apostolates like Encounter Ministries proves that the Church was wrong and oppressive in the past and is moving in a progressive direction. Response 4823. Closing and low support of our Catholic schools. Response 4824. The hierarchy consulting with Protestants and other religions on Catholic issues. Pagan ceremonies in the Vatican. Response 4825. Not following St. Pope John Paul II's directive to return to receiving communion on the tongue. Response 4826. Turning the Roman Catholic Church/faith into Protestant heretical failure. Response 4827. There are too many hypocritical clergy who are allowed to continue in their ministry and scandalizing the laity. Examples: Cardinal Joseph Tobin, B.P., John Stowe, Father James Martin, to name a few. Response 4828. Casual or sloppy attire/dress of lectors and extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. Casual or irreverent, often rapid, distribution of the sacred body by the priest. Response 4829. To educate laity from children to senior our Catholic teachings of Jesus Christ, traditions, magisterium, Baltimore, Ten Commandments, Bible reading, meditation, prayer, rosary, Trent Catechism. Confession, sin. Response 4830. The sign of peace takes the congregation's attention away from Christ on the altar. All eyes should be on Jesus, not each other. And we are not there to be entertained, but to give worship to Almighty God. It's not about us. It's about Him. Response 4831. The value of silence, especially during adoration and in the sanctuary. The constant presence of laity in the sacristy, and lack of reference there. Encouraging girls to serve at the altar. Response 4832. Fathers not being the spiritual leaders of their families. Breakdown of families. Abortion legalized. Loss of the importance of the sacrament of reconciliation. Response 4833. People's lack of respect when walking up to receive the Eucharist and walking back after receiving. So casual. Hands by their sides instead of prayerful position. Total lack of reverence. Response 4834. Conforming to cultural norms and bringing those reflections into the liturgy, i.e., guitars, and other contemporary instrumentals during Mass, youth ministers distributing communion after the consecration into the ciboriae to the EMs, the Pope's confusing literature, the Pope's invitation of organ rituals to take place on sacred ground, etc. Response 4835. Having priests that are feminine. Need more masculinity. Response 4836. The Saturday night Mass DS and the casual attire accepted at Mass, in general. Forgetting that the church is a place of quiet and respectful behavior and voice. Response 4837. Large World Youth Days and other such large events where hundreds of people can walk up with food or drink in one hand while grabbing the cookie in the other and walking away. No reverence or sense of the sacred whatsoever. End them immediately and permanently. Also, teach the requirements of going to penance and not being in mortal sin before receiving Holy Communion. Stop being afraid of using the term mortal sin. Response 4838. Not kneeling and receiving on the Eucharist on the tongue. Response 4839. The lack of example by our clergy in showing our Eucharistic Lord true reverence. Response 4840. Taking away the communion rails. Response 4841. Music/musical groups as a performance. Visual location of musical groups. Distraction. Response 4842. So many Catholics are in a dress fashion that should never be worn at the Mass. Confessions need to be available long prior to the daily scheduled Mass. Response 4843. Catechizing and preaching on the need for frequent confession in order to receive the sacrament in a state of grace. Response 4844. Proper dress enforced, removal of women's head covering, recognizing Jesus' presence by genuflecting before entering the pew. Response 4845. Lack of proper attire before the King. Lack genuflection. Response 4846. The lack of support for the laity to receive kneeling at a communion rail had shattered belief in the real presence of Jesus, Eucharistic. Response 4847. The stillness after receiving the Eucharist. Rushing through communion. Response 4848. Failure to preach biblical basis for belief in the real presence. Failure to distinguish the Catholic liturgy from a Protestant liturgy, particularly those closer to novice ordo forms such as Anglican, Methodist, Episcopalian, etc. Response 4849. In our diocese, the laity are forbidden to kneel after the Agnus Dei prayer. I know this is the norm, even though most dioceses use the option to kneel. Response 4850. Casually walking up to receive the Blessed Sacrament, standing, in the hand, why would anyone consider this to be anything special? I have a right to get the cookie. Horrible catechesis. Response 4851. Receiving Holy Communion in the hand. Response 4852. Distractions during the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, such as large and prominent screens and the sign of peace. Response 4853. Failure to receive the Holy Eucharist on our knees and on our tongues. Response 4854. Dress code for receiving our Lord in Holy Communion. No shorts or sleeveless shirts, no low-cut tops. All should dress modestly. Wear clothes for the beach at the beach, not at Mass, in front of our Lord. Response 4855. 1. Allowing congregants to show up to Mass in extremely casual attire, shorts, tank tops, flip-flops, etc. 2. Parents bringing very young children to the Mass, who then howl and fuss throughout the whole celebration, very distracting and annoying. Response 4856. inability/unwillingness to push back on Protestant watering down and/or discarding of important Catholic doctrine. Response 4857. Standing in a line one behind another receiving. Not having and using altar rails. Bowing to the back of the person in front of you, not to Jesus. Response 4858. The churches being closed during COVID showed lack of belief. Canceling Latin Mass makes zero sense. Response 4859. The practice of the laity exposing and reposing the Blessed Sacrament for times of Eucharistic adoration. The practice of the priest not purifying the sacred vessels immediately after distributing communion. Response 4860. The spirit of adoration when in the presence of the Eucharist is foremost in building the awareness that Christ is imminently present in his person, and is God himself ruling the Church. In the Mass, we must be particularly made aware that we are to live our lives in a sacrificial love in union with Christ himself as something essential to living our faith. Response 4861. Blatantly ask, do you believe that this is the real presence of Christ? Response 4862. Failure to encourage parishioners to make reparation for abuses against the real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist. Response 4863. 1. Introductory remarks over loudspeakers at the beginning of the Mass. Everyone already knows why we are there, so the Mass should simply begin and needs no introduction. 2. Pews should be eliminated except from the peripheries of the church. 3. The lack of unification of the sacraments of Christian initiation, baptism, chrismation, and Eucharist, and the lack of communing infants undermines the essentiality of belief in the Eucharist and that, even a part of the small rational understanding of it that we can attain, God's grace and divinity works in us through it the Eucharist. This is a huge issue. Response 4864. Kneeling to receive, the bells ringing at consecration, receiving the Eucharist only from the hands of the priest. Response 4865. Mass is rushed through as though there's no need to pause at certain points for people to think about what they are participating in, that is the divine nature being present in the prayers, the scriptures, in the consecration, after communion, no time to thank the Lord, express our love to him. In short, the Mass and what it offers has not been explained to the depths it should be, therefore there's a lack of reverence and humility. And what you don't respect, you don't emulate in your life. And this is evident in the rush to leave the parking lot. Response 4866. Dress: most people are too casual wearing shorts, jeans or other inappropriate clothing for church. Response 4867. The way women and children dress for Mass. Beach attire, sun dresses, strappy shoulder dresses, shorts, leggings for exercise, kids in shirts, etc. Woman doing readings, assisting priests at Mass. Response 4868. Have seen laity take pics and put it on the pew or in their pockets with their Kleenexes and keys. Response 4869. Appropriate homilies, instructions on modesty of dress in church by clergy, calling out people who talk in church, and as they are exiting demanding reverence for the presence in the tabernacle. Response 4870. E. Response 4871. Many in the church hierarchy are not even Catholic anymore. They are modernist. It is sad. Response 4872. Suppressing Latin Mass, traditional communities, under largely false accusations or presuppositions. Response 4873. Failure of clergy to even mention the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Fluffy homilies that fail to identify sinful behavior in our society. Response 4874. There is a general acknowledgement of catechesis and recatechesis from the pulpit, CCD classrooms, all grades, and adult talks. The parish churches and cathedrals need to have Eucharistic processions at every major feast of our Lord, Corpus Christi, the resurrection, the Holy Family, the ascension, the presentation, the finding of Jesus in the temple and the transfiguration. There are many opportunities. These processions should be more than just through the church parking lot, they should be through the city streets and neighborhoods. Each one could have a different route. Response 4875. These three factors or lack thereof hold us back. Inclusive of all, judgment-free and being right. Response 4876. CCD is a failed model for catechization. It should be abandoned. Response 4877. Laity's casual attire at Mass. Bring back veiling for women. Bring back regular use of incense. Response 4878. Although our priests show reverence to the host, and we have adoration and processions, our priests have not spoken out against the congregation applauding our soloist after the communion hymn. I believe this trivializes the moment. Response 4879. Lack of manly leadership from the bishops. They hardly speak on tough issues and are never leading the church militant in spiritual warfare. Many do not even show that transcendent realities exist. Response 4880. Failure of clergy to take corrective action when abuses to and unapproved changes to the Mass occur. As well as social norms being disregarded, such as kneeling, veiling, and genuflecting before the presence of Christ in the sanctuary. Response 4881. Emphasis on adult catechesis and formation. After confirmation, few see the need or have the desire to continue learning about the faith. Theology becomes reserved for school children and seminarians. Second problem, but connected to the previous, perception of religion as an institution. The Catholic faith and Christianity is more than a set of rules and teachings. It is God establishing a covenant with man. An understanding of this truth seems to be missing in most catechesis. Response 4882. Bishops, archbishops, and Bergoglio chastising the faithful, bringing pagan gods to the Vatican, and allowing pagan practices to be done during Mass. Disciplining faithful priests, bishops, and archbishops for teaching the faith. Calling Archbishop Lefebvre a heretic. Response 4883. Failure of bishops to speak the truth and encourage the priests in their diocese. Response 4884. Need for education of true meaning of Eucharist. Bible study. Response 4885. The formative experience of a ad orientem Mass with older men in the sanctuary, altar rails, communion on the tongue only, etc., all are formative aspects that influence our understanding of the Eucharist. There is something special and different and makes one question the why and who. That has been lost by the various introductions of Eucharistic ministers, no communion rail, girl servers, etc. Response 4886. Locking up of churches during COVID. Response 4887. A culture of shame around not receiving the Eucharist while in the state of mortal sin. Feeling like the goal of a Mass is to receive the Eucharist and that one must receive the Eucharist to fulfill the Sunday obligation. Viewing the Eucharist as something that is owed, not as a gift. Response 4888. 80% of old Mass removed or changed. Response 4889. Charismatic practices during adoration and the Holy Mass. Response 4890. Failure to emphasize a personal relationship with Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 4891. Few reminders of the true presence in homilies, failure to remind people to fast before Mass, failure to emphasize the importance of receiving the Eucharist every Sunday except in grave circumstances like sickness, not having confession available before Mass more often, loss of devotion to daily Mass. Response 4892. Apostasy. Response 4893. Poor formation by parents and godparents. While it is important for the priest and parish to help form Catholics, parents and godparents need to do their part. Providing resources to parents for youth formation would be great. Response 4894. This might be part of what was already discussed, but people are lost in the routine of it all and forget that simply going through the motions does not cut it. Being constantly reminded of how awe-striking the reality of the Eucharist is would get people's minds moving and their heart postures changing, that I hope. Response 4895. The actions of our Pope, Cardinals, and Bishops. Response 4896. People leaving Mass immediately after receiving the Eucharist. Response 4897. Lack of reverence in the Novus Ordo. Response 4898. Even though I have always believed in the real presence and have defended it, I have Protestant friends who insist their church has it in their communion service, and I cannot and or do not know how to refute them. Response 4899. Lack of stressing to parents that it is primarily their duty to properly catechize their children. Parents leave teach to Sunday school teachers who inadequately teach children about the real presence. Response 4900. It might be possible that people don't want to believe because they feel foolish, so they choose not to. It's hard to understand the nature of the Holy Eucharist, and this makes this sacrament easy to doubt and misunderstand. People need to have an intimate encounter with Christ to truly believe. Response 4901. There is lack of mention of true presence along with lack of reverence and hypocritical behaviors. Also, the way and format of the Mass and worship is not being taught. People do not understand the meaning, so therefore they'd prefer to go to a contemporary church where they feel welcomed. Response 4902. Issues such as the following: educating the congregation about faithful/unfaithful Catholic schools at all levels, e.g., dropping of your son or daughter at colleges such as BC and Holy Cross does not guarantee a faithful Catholic education, the celebrating of scandalous Mass DS in some parishes supporting rainbow flags, etc. Increasing support for courageous clergy who speak out against abortion and gay marriage, for example, and giving in to the state during the pandemic when the congregation was often prevented from attending Mass, but could go food shopping or shop at a mall, for example. Response 4903. Broader cultural shifts that prioritize work or other values over religion. Response 4904. Some of the priests/bishops' ambivalence and messaging about sin. In our parish, I don't remember hearing the word for years. Response 4905. Failure of priests to encourage communion on the tongue and to educate the laity that communion on the tongue is still the preferred method and that receiving in the hand is an indult. Response 4906. Loss of purpose for Catholics, loss of schools, hospitals to identify how we benefit society. Only scandal. Response 4907. Casual attitude of the priest when distributing Holy Communion. Response 4908. General Mass attire. Have modesty be a must to remind others they are in the presence of Christ. Response 4909. Formation or renewal of the formation in years past. Education and conferences. Response 4910. There are people who believe that this is the body and blood but are denied because they are not Catholic. Response 4911. A failure of Catholic schools to educate in a Catholic manner, the transition in most Catholic schools from daily Mass to either weekly, monthly, or quarterly Mass, the lack of striving for holiness of so-called devout Catholics. Response 4912. Failure to encourage, 1. Regular confession, especially coincident with Mass or directly prior to it, and 2. Lack availability of regular adoration, especially perpetual adoration. Response 4913. Attire in the church wearing short sandals, female attire very scandalous men also. Telling people basically put some clothes on. Failure of the bishops. Not shepherds canceling good priests. Response 4914. Many bishops have become more political than serving in the role of shepherd of the salvation of souls in their diocese. For example, my bishop, McKnight, had a big press release about the decision on Derek Chauvin but remained silent on big issues of faith. It's quite sickening. In fact, I've heard priests who boldly speak out on hard truths in our diocese are called to the bishop's office and disciplined. Response 4915. Lack of preaching that calls out sin simply and directly, reminding people that receiving in mortal sin adds more mortal sin and neglecting to preach, teach the people what sin is on a regular basis. Not just birth control and abortion, though those are rarely if ever mentioned, but all mortal sin. Response 4916. Loss of emphasis on parental/godparental faith education of children. More belief that it is primarily the church's responsibility, not the parents. Loss of reverent attire when attending Mass, including head coverings for women at Mass, falling out of fashion, makes attending Mass feel more casual, like there is nothing special happening. Just a community meet-up. What do you have to dress up for if not to meet someone special? Response 4917. The removal of communion rails that is a reminder that every knee should bend in front of our Lord. The removal of many prayers that are still preserved in the extraordinary form like the secret, gradual, prayers at the foot of the altar, etc. Modesty within the church is horrendous. Response 4918. Lack of connection with the modern world. Response 4919. Priests need to speak the truth of our faith. The people want to be fed the truth of being Catholic, not watered down. Bring back the reverence to the church. Communion rails would be a start also. Response 4920. The historical and Christological basis of the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist and the fact that other churches claim to have the equivalent. Response 4921. Failed of clergy to talk about sin and what particular behaviors/lifestyles are sinful and failure to preach on holiness and how to obtain it. Response 4922. Poor teacher knowledge and their actual belief in what they are teaching in catechism lessons. Response 4923. Failure to have the traditional Latin Mass as the only Mass available to the faithful as it had been for 1,500 years. Response 4924. Failure to uphold the catechism and Catholic teachings in the Catholic schools. Response 4925. All the questions above reveal the failure of the total belief in the real presence in the Holy Eucharist. Response 4926. Bishops are now mostly political. They are anti-Second Amendment. Never discussed the Pope announcing during Christmas week why the Pope was pushing homosexual sodomite blessings. Outrageous. Why does Georgetown University have a mosque on campus? Response 4927. Mass is not sacred. The priest needs to face the altar, not the congregation. Jesus is on the altar and that's where we are not there for fellowship. We are there to worship Jesus without any distraction. No hand gestures and no sign of peace. Bring back the incense as is done in my parish. No EM. Only altar boys. Response 4928. Educating all Catholics about the purpose of the celebration of the Mass. Improvement of catechesis to all Catholics and their evangelization as Jesus taught and personally expressed. Encouragement that all of God's children have a conversion of heart and mind so that all we think, say, and do may be for the honor and glory of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit plus.